Friday show here on 96.5 The Fan. Dusty Liggins, Bob Fesco with you, Mac Morey, The Drive with Carrington Harrison, live on YouTube, Twitch.
No, it says
Fesco and Dusty.
Oh, it does say our names now. Good.
It's funny because like the other day I saw it and it was like Binkley. And it was like The Drive with Carrington Harrison. I'm like, damn, Carrington.
Well, if it's Carrington's show, and then Binkley can be on there, I understand that.
You man.
What was Binkley doing all weekend, do you think?
NASCAR.
No football? Oh, it probably was NASCAR.
Talking with Drew in between shows, he's like, dude, he's ready for NASCAR.
Is he?
That's what he told me. Right. Let me tell you something, Dust Man. You know that the F1 was in Miami and NASCAR pulled bigger numbers. People still watch NASCAR.
Yeah, not as much as they used to, though,
I was like,
Jay.
People still watch NASCAR? Really? No, it was in Kansas City this weekend, if you didn't know.
Yeah.
Great turnout. Kind of like the, Royals games. Shout out to the fan base this weekend.
Yeah, we were out there yesterday. A lot of fun. Great crowd at the ballpark yesterday. Some douchebag Boston fan was sitting behind us, though, and the game ended and they won. And you'd have thought this guy just won the World Series, man. Like, standing up. That's what I'm talking about!
Hey, they beat a good team.
All right, you did. You beat a really good team. But, man, it's May, dude. Like, sit down and calm down. Like, the guy, he was like one of those guys that was, I felt, was looking for a fight. Like, looking for a confrontation with
Bobby
somebody,
Bones,
right?
Didn't want to give him any?
One of those, no. Okay. Getting involved, but no, that was the type of guy that like look, you know, you go into a game like this is the guy that's looking to get into an argument with somebody, right? Had his Boston Red Sox collared shirt on, tucked
Hell
into
yeah.
his shorts with
Love
his hat
that.
On, probably about 55, 60 years old. He's up, I mean, screaming when the Red Sox won that game yesterday.
Did he have a Boston accent?
No, he did not. No, he did not.
Would have been a lot cooler if he did.
I will say this, though. I mean, back in the day, and I go back a long way, like we were talking about, my friend Rob Berryhill, the Coors Light guy, who sits behind the Buck O'Neill seat yesterday, and we're kind of talking about the years that have gone by that we've been out at that ballpark, and I think Rob's been out there like 31 years with season tickets right there, right? And we're talking about
right behind the O'Neill seat. Right, so he's always on TV?
Yeah, he's... Yeah,
well done.
Yeah, Rob's been there for 31 years, right?
See every game on the big tree, man.
Yeah. And so I've known Rob forever, like since 2001, right? And so when you're at the ballpark, like 2001, 2002, 2004, five, there's nobody there, right? So you know all the fans because you're losing 100 games a year. There's like 10 people that are at every game. And so you start to form these relationships. And so I've known Rob forever and a day. And we're sitting there. And like I said, he's been to like every game for 31 years. And we're kind of talking about how the times have changed now. There weren't many Red Sox fans there, at the game yesterday, which is really, really good. I don't know how many were there, over the weekend, but the tide is shifting, man. He said to me, he goes, look at this crowd. He goes, it's like 30 some thousand here on a Sunday. And he goes, and the majority of them are blue rooting for the Royals. I go, I know. Remember back in the day when you would have the Red Sox or Yankees roll into town and everybody would be rooting for the Red Sox or Yankees. And there weren't many people rooting for the Red Sox out there yesterday. So I give a lot of credit to the Royals fans because the atmosphere at the stadium all weekend long was pretty spectacular. And I know that makes other fans feel great too, when they see the stadium packed like that. So Royals fans came out in a big way over the weekend. I thought yesterday's crowd was great as well. And like Rob was talking about, not a lot of Boston fans there. And for years, it used to be just loaded with Red Sox fans. And that's a sign for the Royals that they're doing things right. Fans are coming out to watch us play baseball. And the result's obviously not in our favor and whatnot. And you'd like to do better than, dropping 2 out of 3 and only scoring 4 runs over the weekend. But so what, man? It was still a good product that was put out there out on the field. And you show you can go toe-to-toe with the Boston Red Sox. It don't matter who it is.
Yeah, I get it. You want to see more runs, and I think that'll happen. But also you have, Dylan Crochet he was great.
Yep.
Like, he out-dueled Cole Reagans. That's baseball.
Yep.
I know you hate to hear it. That's baseball.
That's baseball, though, but that's the answer. That's the way it goes,
And Crochet was better than Reagans that day, and hopefully if they play again and it matters a little bit more than that, Reagans is better than Crochet.
Right.
But that day was there. We'll talk about the Royals here in a little bit because Bob's pissed on Monday at 6 o'clock.
You got going, dude.
I didn't even try.
Ugh.
So this is how the conversation starts, Mac. So we're sitting here, and I'm like, man, I don't know if I've, again, I always have these moments where I'm like, I didn't know this was happening, or I didn't know that there was this much going on. Just random, like, parody NFL schedule Twitter handles. I've just been
get
noticing.
Ready for it. The next 3 days are going to be wild.
Oh, it's great.
Wild.
It really is fun.
This is like when the Schefflers This is the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
Ian reports.
Yeah, Ian reports. Yeah.
Or it's like Ian. It's spelled E-Y-E-I-N-G. Yeah. Bingo was his name of.
Right. Yeah. And so everybody's tweeting fake schedule releases out there, right?
But you've got to find the ones like I've really started to like, and maybe you'll like this. It's called literally NFL Nerd. It's credible.
So Max Burner, you said?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. No, his is NBA nerd.
Yeah.
I'm like laying in bed last night, you know, going through Twitter, trying to catch up on stuff to like, you know, feel out the show. And I'm like, oh, wow. Cowboys are playing Philadelphia week one. Yeah, dude. And I'm like, okay. So then I'm like kind of looking down. I'm looking, I'm scrolling and it's like, many sources confirm it's probably Dallas and Philadelphia night one. Like Dove Kleiman's like talking about it. Gotcha. Like I'm like, okay, this is starting to add up too much. I get here this morning. I'm sitting here and I'm like, you know, I find it funny that this Twitter handle now that's called like NFL Schedule Release Party X. Mm-hmm. I'm like, they've got like already, they know all like the first games. Like we found out the Chiefs and Chargers are playing Friday. We know it. I love it.
I love that too. Very excited about that.
I love that. I'll tell you why later. And then I was like, we know that Cowboys and Eagles are playing Thursday night. Bob's like, no, they're not. I was like, yeah, they are. I was like, I promise you, it's leaked. And he's like, are you kidding me? So Bob's upset
it's terrible.
That Jerry wins again because, you know.
Who's having sex with Jerry Jones?
I'm not upset.
Thursday night football, baby.
I'm not upset that Jerry wins. I'm upset that America loses because this is not an interesting game. The Dallas Cowboys are no longer an interesting franchise that deserves to be played on national television because they're not an interesting team. They're a 9-8 type of football team. They don't do anything in the playoffs. They've got 3 decades of not winning anything and not being a relevant team. Yet we continue to roll the Dallas Cowboys out like they are a relevant team. What have we seen over the years when the Kansas City Chiefs were going out there and playing on that Thursday night game? We always saw a lot of losses, right? Yeah. But we always saw like an up and coming opponent, right? You had the Houston Texans 1 year. We had the Detroit Lions 1 year.
AFC champions last year. AFC championship game opponent. Up and coming. That Lamar guy might be good.
Rematch. No, but other than that, but I mean, like that's a good game. Rematch game, right? This, you're giving us the Dallas Cowboys and Philadelphia Eagles. There's nothing more boring than opening an NFL season with the Dallas Cowboys.
Dallas on the come. They have a great receiver duo.
Yeah, great receiver duo. Every time, you know, Mike Tomlin gives up a receiver, they go out and do good things elsewhere, right? Heavy eye roll he does.
You got Dirty Ferg tied in out there. He's married now, the Cavender twin. Yeah. You put that on TV.
It's going to be fantastic. The Dallas Cowboys are about as unique and original as like stale bread. That's where they are. They're no better than the Cleveland Browns. They're no better than Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. And the Dallas Cowboys now have snowballed the rest of the NFL thinking that they're a good team, that they're going to be on that opener. Why are we doing that? We've got Jaden Daniels, who is arguably the best young quarterback right now in this league, in the division. Open the season with them. Feature the Washington football team. Let's go. That's the new baby. That's the new crown jewel of the NFL, is it not? I mean, they're getting the draft. They're getting the Super Bowl. They're getting a new stadium. They've got the new owner. They've got the great young quarterback. Feature them on Amazon Prime. Like, watching the Dallas Cowboys on Thursday night football is not interesting for America. It's just not something that people get motivated for anymore, in my opinion. Like, that is a big wet fart for a scheduled game on national TV to start the NFL season. You're starting the NFL season with Dallas and Philadelphia?
So, to kind of take a page out of your very own book that you have written many, many years ago that you continue to read on the air, you don't need Washington versus Philadelphia on Thursday Night Football to open the season.
No.
We're all going to have our eyeballs glued to the TV. It could have been Arizona and Philadelphia.
Correct.
It could have been the Giants. No offense. Could have been the Giants in Philadelphia on Thursday night. We're going to watch. That's why Thursday Night Football last year when we had I wasn't here. Maybe I was. When we were having discussions about who's going to be the opener for the Chiefs. Is it going to be the Houston Texans? Is it going to be, you know, the Detroit Lions? Is it going to be this team? And it was always like, well, it's Thursday Night Football. You don't need it to be Buffalo. Buffalo will be a game in, you know, mid-November on Sunday at 3:25 where CBS is really trying to, like, prove that they still have the numbers to pull the audience. Thursday Night Football, Dallas is a name, right? And you had, you know, your rant about Dallas just now. You want to see Dallas lose.
I think that's where like a majority of America is. There are those of you that hang on to Dallas to this day, and God bless you that you're still there with them, that you're still, you know, ride or die with your Cowboys. And then there's people that like when it's like, oh, the Cowboys are on, I hope they lose. Like, yeah. I want to watch them lose. And Philadelphia, what better situation than to have Jerry Jones come to your house and you get rings and you're like, sup, Jerry? How you doing?
Yeah.
Now we're about to blank you 42-10 and everybody's going to watch it.
Yeah.
America's team.
Right.
So
I get that part. I do understand that. Like the showing of the rings to Jerry Jones is going to be pretty epic. Like, you know, that's really cool.
Big Dom got a ring before Jerry Jones got another one.
Yeah, it's true. But you have home games against the Bears, who are going to be a good team for September, and then they'll fizzle out. But you got the Lions on your home schedule.
But they don't move the needle like Dallas.
The Lions is Eagles' potential NFC championship game, right? Especially now, like, if I'm the NFL with the Lions, I'm scheduling their big games early because they may dissipate with their coordinators leaving, right? We don't know where they're going to go.
But to do your game, Bob, it doesn't really matter about how good the team is.
Yeah.
The Cowboys sell.
Yeah. You're right. You're absolutely like, right about that.
And you're double dipping on Thursday night.
Right.
You're getting the automatic sell in Dallas that's like not that good of a team, at least recently, even though I think they won 10 games last year. And Dak Prescott's back.
Right.
Right. And then you add in Thursday Night Football. It's like adding strawberries to cottage cheese. You can't lose.
Right.
It's two great things. Thanks, Emily. But, like, great dish, by the way. And it's like you add those two things together, and it's like, here we are. You have Dallas, you have Thursday Night Football, you have NFC East. So, like,
but you also have the Lions, the Denver Broncos at home, the Rams at home. I mean, the Raiders at home is not a big deal. You know, that's a good, nice nooner. But there's some really good games on there. Like, I feel like this is a gimme game for Philadelphia. We've never had a gimme game on Thursday Night Football to start the season, right? It's always been some sort of marquee game going. This is not a marquee game. Dallas is no longer a Broadway show. They're an off-Broadway show that maybe has George Wendt performing, like the new dinner theater type stuff, right? Oh, that's a name I recognize, but they're not on Broadway anymore. Yeah, that's Norm. They're not on Broadway anymore. Dallas hasn't been a Broadway show in 30 years. They are now off Broadway. And I understand, like, you guys are obviously, we're going to watch the game and it's going to be Dallas. But boy, when you said Dallas and Eagles on Thursday night to open the NFL season, a piece of me died inside. I'm not going to lie. Like, a piece of me died inside.
Bob watched the entire game.
You're saying 42-10. I'm checking. Doesn't excite me. It really does. Like, Dallas doesn't move the needle anymore for me. I'm sure it does for a lot of people out there, and I'm sure the NFL is going to have record numbers on opening night. But as soon as you said that, my initial reaction was, that sucks. Dallas and Philadelphia, can we get more bland? Can we get more vanilla than Dallas and Philadelphia? What is this, 1990?
I mean, I'll love it. I'll love it because it's going to be a lot of fantasy football players on that field. CD Pickens. Who's the running back now for Dallas?
Is there an alternate game that night?
Javonte Williams. I think they got someone else.
The Dixon Celtics got a game that night we can watch.
Yeah. No, that's tonight, though.
I don't know. I agree with you, Bob. I don't know. Maybe we're wrong, though. A lot of people think the Cowboys are going to be good this year.
Every year, a lot of people think the Cowboys are going to be good. Every year. Every year, it's the same song and dance. Well, look what Jerry did this offseason. He got George Pickens. Oh, hell. Print the trophies. God. I mean, jeez. What the hell was that? All right, what's the text line feel about that? This to me, again, I
bet Dallas doesn't lose 40-22. You wanted it, you got it.